Hi guys, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today, it took 2 days, which is a good thing, to watch everything from season one of Vanderpump Villa. And I have my thoughts and opinions. I believe there's 4 seasons, so, but I am also finishing Love Island USA as well. So this is going to be season one, and then season two is going to come. I'm going to do a recap of season two, three, four. I believe there's 4 seasons. There's 3 or 4 seasons. So there's going to be two or three more posts after this. Okay, let's get started. I have some notes that I wrote. But first, I'm going to talk about the cast. I watched Vanderpump Rules before watching Vanderpump Villa, and I have some thoughts and opinion. Just like in Vanderpump Rules, I could not stand Stassi. I do not like Stan Aussie. She's a mean girl. Do not like her. And on Vanderpump Villa, the person that made me think, oh, this is Stassi. This is another Stassi. I'm doing the Vanderpump universe. This show's Stassi. And that's Hannah. Very selfish, very ignorant, every quality that's negative quality that Stassi has, that is Hannah. Pause. Now we're gonna talk about Mastrio, whatever. I'm gonna probably say his name wrong. He is Jason Taylor, whatever you want to call him. He reminds me of him so much. How disrespectful to women he is, how arrogant he is, how he starts fights with women, everything. And we know Lisa, she's pro-women, pro-LGBT+ community. She does not like women being mistreated. Mastrio, the whole season, showed how disrespectful he was. So he's Jax Taylor. Okay? So we have, and the funny thing is here, alright? We have baby Stassi, Hannah. We have baby Jax Taylor, Mastrio. Okay? Their relationship, Hannah and Mastrio, is the same as Stassi and Jax. They've been together for 3 years. It's so toxic. They fight all the time. He belittles her. She belittles him. So super toxic. She's not an insecure woman. She's just an insecure in the relationship. He cheats on her a lot. He talks so disrespectfully to women. Lisa has to constantly say, put him in his place, say, don't talk to women like that. That's disrespectful and unacceptable. He thinks he's better than everybody else. All these negative traits, okay? So we have that. All right. Here's another. I think Talia is Hannah's best friend in this villa. And she gives me Katie Mahoney. Okay? She gives me Katie Mahoney. Okay? Just how she backs up. Like Katie Mahoney. Always backs up Stassi. Talia does the same. 2 peas in a pod. Both mean in a way. Okay. Next, we have Eric. Eric gives me Sandoval. How he acts, how he treats women, how he's a playboy, fuckboy, everything like that. Alright? So for me, going into this series, I don't like Hannah. Mashiro does not like, and I do not like Eric at all. Those are the three people I cannot stand at all. Just disrespectful in so many ways, acting like they're better than everybody, starting fights. My favorite person in Vanderpump Villa is Priscilla. She has to leave because of how Hannah treated her and was being a bully and a mean girl. And of course, Hannah doesn't think she was a bully and a mean girl, and how everybody reacted was ruined her life. Everybody saw what you're doing. You acted just like Stassi. You act just like Stassi. You act just like Stassi. You are a mean girl. I also like chef. I know she's a sous chef. Caroline. I liked her a lot. French people are not mean. They just tell the truth. Chef Anthony, this season, I had no issues with him. I think Andre, he's a cool guy. Andre's a cool guy. I would be friends with him. Yeah. So that's pretty much it with that. Okay, so we have Telly, we have Eric, we have Priscilla. And Priscilla is from Brazil. I love how we have a Latina in the house, okay? We have Gabriella and Mashiro. Okay, now I have a lot of notes, so let's get into it. All right. First, Mashiro starts an argument with Telly for no reason. He's being Mr. Macho Man. Telly, again, Telly is a bartender, and so is Andre. Andre is on his 15-30 minute break. Telly had to go get some glass or something. Mashiro was like, "Where are the people in the bar? Where are the people in the bar? We need some asshole. Wait. You can be patient. They needed more glass or bottle of wine or whatever. You can wait. Like, shut up. Like, literally, you can wait." And also, after that, Eric did not have Telly's back. He had Marshall's back. Again, best friends. Just like Jax and Sandoval having his boy back. And then later on, he has a fight with Caroline. Like, for no reason at all. Because Caroline was, having Telly's back and being like, "You don't talk to women that way." And multiple times this season, Mashiro is having arguments and fights with women. Which gives me, gets on my nerves. Alright, so Hannah has a issue with Priscilla because of her ex-boyfriend. Like I said, off and on with Marshall for 3 years, just how Stassi was with Jax. And they're off at the moment. Whatever. And she's like, "Well, it doesn't matter what. They're not really on." But she claims him to be her man, even though he's not her man. And she's wearing a romper, a skirt. And at the reunion, she's like, "Oh, well, I don't know if you're wearing underwear underneath." I'm like, she's wearing a romper, a skirt. You don't see if anyone's vagina through a romper, a skirt. Okay? You just didn't want someone to be sitting like that with Mario, your boyfriend, because you're insecure of the relationship and stuff. And either way, she had her feet, she was laying out
like her feet, her legs were on like a four. So you can't even see anything anyway. And then when Gabriella, I like Gabriella, she was wearing pants, but like the long pants. And she was had her legs open too, but you had no issues with her. I think you're just being mean to the girl who has an accent, the girl that's a Latina. I don't know why you have an issue with my girl Priscilla for that. You have an issue. Oh, because you know. Let me see. It's because she was near Marcio, and you didn't like that. Girl, he's not cute. Eric thinks he can control everything. Eric's face reminds me of someone I know in real life. He looks like someone I know in real life. I'm not gonna say who, in case this dude hears this podcast. But how his face looks reminds me of someone I know. I don't know Eric in real life, but him particularly looks like someone I know in real life. Lisa gave specific instructions. It goes into one ear for Eric and out the other. He changes everything, which pisses off Lisa, which makes completely sense. And Lisa does not like that. And Steven, I love Steven, is like, no, Lisa wanted this way. And so did Gabriella. It's like, no, Lisa wanted it. And they're like, okay, do what you think you do. Be Mr. in charge. He wants to control everything. He wants to control everybody. He wants to boss everybody around. Thinks he's all this, that, and the other. And he's not. And he needs to be put in his place. And Lisa does put him in his place. Steven takes his job because he's been up doing everything he wants to do and changing Lisa's plan. And Steven did a better job, in my opinion. Okay, so there was a point where there was a point where Eric interrupts Anthony the chef. Anthony the chef was going to say something to the whole group. And Steven was like, well, I'm not going to be Mr. Nice Guy. You guys have to listen to me. This, that, being the man. And Lisa came up at that moment and be like, no, you're not going to talk to them like that. And I wanted to know what Chef Anthony had to say. I really wanted to know what he had to say to everybody. I really did. Okay, so like I said, Hannah and Marcio are exes. And because of that, and they all live together, there's constant fights, bickering, arguments. This and the other, what? Like, it reminds me and gives me flashbacks of the relationship of Stassi and Jax and how toxic it was and everything like that. They are the new Stassi and Jax. And their whole relationship is like that. He does not make her look good. Grace tells Marcio how disrespectful to women. How Marcio is disrespectful to women and the chefs. Because he's been at it. The only people that Marcio has not disrespected at all have been Eric, Lisa, let me go back to it. All the dudes, actually. All that. Let me just be quick. Then I don't have to say everybody's name. Marcio has been only respectful to the men.
and Lisa. Everybody else he has been disrespectful to. So he has been disrespectful to all the women in the house and Chef Anthony. And the only reason he was disrespectful to Chef Anthony was because he was like, oh, he just spends all the time in the kitchen. So then Lisa was like, okay, you're not lead server anymore. You're going to work in the kitchen to learn your lesson to respect Chef Anthony more. So then he started respecting Chef Anthony and stuff. So then he was only respectful to Lisa and the men. And I loved how all the women were like, you're not going to disrespect all of us and not get away with it. Exactly. He thinks he's this, that, and the other. Again, he's Jax Taylor. I love seeing Marcio clean the dishes and not being involved. Serves him right. That's your punishment. I think he should have been sent home. Like I said, he reminds me of Jax so much and how Jax got suspended so much because of how disrespectful he was. Alright, episode 5, when they were having, one of the guys, the people, they had 10 different parties. Different rounds of guests coming into the chateau. In episode 5, they had a guest, and that guest had surgery. He didn't know he was going to be able to walk. And then that guest is not suffering, like, he can walk and stuff. One of the people in his party, if I'm not saying it correctly, I might be mixing up guests, but there was a guy there named Dan who was cute. All the girls thought he was cute as well. Gabriella ended up kissing him. He also liked Telly, and he also liked Hannah as well, but they said no, it didn't go well with them, and they straight out because conversations weren't going, but it did with Gabrielle. And then Andre had an issue because Gabrielle and Andre started like flirting and stuff like that, but you guys weren't, I agree with Gabriella, you guys weren't that serious yet. And, or official for you to feel that certain way. So for you to be mad about that, I didn't get that. Priscilla feels excluded from the group. The only people that she's actually really friends with, let me make sure I have these girls' name, is Emily and Grace. Emily, Grace, and Priscilla, they're friends, and they've been sleeping together. So the only roommates. And Priscilla feels like she's left out. She's like, Emily and Grace, they're two peas in a pod. She feels like she's third wheeling. So she ends up leaving, and I was sad that she left because she was my favorite person, and I wanted to be her to stay longer. Alright, Telly and Hannah gang up on Gabby saying she's not a girl's girl because Grace wanted Andre, but Andre only saw Grace as a sister, and then she ends up getting close and kind of dating Andre. And no, she, Gabriella was really respectful. She talked to Grace about it. She let Grace do her thing. Say, I like you, and then it didn't go nowhere. So I disagree with that completely. A new girl named Nikki came in. Hannah felt threatened, just like Stassi felt threatened in Vanderpump Rules. And because she felt threatened, she was super mean to Nikki. Nikki cried the first episode. Hannah said she didn't think she was enough because of Matria, whatever his name is, did to her and continued to cheat on her. The last episode, or the second to the last episode, was Michelle's goodbye to her 20s. I never had a goodbye to my 20s. I didn't do that. But some people do. What I thought was very weird was she was saying, one of the things she was saying goodbye to was drinking or going out. Just because you're in your 20s. Just because you're in your 30s doesn't mean you cannot go drinking or have fun with your friends. Why are you being boring at 30? I'm 32. Like, I still have fun with my girlfriends. Like, they were like, oh, no more go. She was like, no more going out in mid-week. I'm like, whoa. Like, for me, like, Canada Day was Wednesday. And Quebec Day, so last week, Canada Day, well, when this is going out, it's Monday, so it's 3 weeks. So 3 weeks ago, Canada Day, 3 weeks ago, Quebec Day was on Wednesday. 2 weeks ago, Canada Day was on Wednesday, which was midweek, and I had fun. I celebrated, I went to Chili's, and I saw a movie, went out, da-da-da. I'm 32. You can still have fun at your 30s. I have children, but they're dogs. You know, go out for a little bit, then come back. Even if you have kids, go out for a little bit, come back. You can still have fun in your 30s. You're not 85. You're not 100. Like, what are you saying? Girl, stop. Okay. Eric was being a very rude and disrespectful to the divorce party that happened. There was a divorce because her husband would changed her, so she was having a divorce party, and Eric was like, we shouldn't be celebrating a divorce. Divorces are sad and stuff like that. And I'm like, knowing you already as a person, I'm like, you were the problem in your marriage. I did learn about Caroline that she was also divorced, so her and Eric had that in common. They also kissed. Eric has also has kissed Emily and had something with had a kiss or romantic moment with going back up a little bit to get her specific name. With Nikki. So he's just a player. And, like, him as a, he's like, as the chateau's manager, is like, oh, I'm gonna take my shirt off. Oh, I'm gonna spray bottles to people. And, like, take my belt and pretend to, like, spank them. And, like, no, you don't have to be doing all that. Like, giving massages to the guests when, no, that's not what you're supposed to be doing too much. In a bad way.
Okay.
So here's an episode. The last episode, it was a bachelorette party. And they asked the question of who should go home. And Telly says, it should be me because I'm done with the drama. And I think that was a safe option than saying someone else. That's how I got it. I don't think it was her being serious. I think it was just her being like a safe option. I think who should be sent home is Machio and Eric, because they're just terrible people. In episode 10, a dog coming in, I love that. That made the episode the best. Eric, Steven, Emily, Nikki, Hannah, and Emily. Wait, hold on. Sorry. Eric, Steven, Emily, Nikki, Hannah, and Mashio were in the fun car having fun, a blast, having a party in the last episode, which was great. Good vibes. What I would be. And then Anthony, Caroline, Andre, Grace, Telly, and Gabriella, or Gabby, how I was calling her, were in van 2. In the front, it was Andre, Caroline, and Andre, and they were in the front all sleeping. And Grace, Telly, and Gabby were like all awkward and everything like that, being like, what are we gonna do? Because it's not fun because the fun three people are sleeping. So in the Vanderpump Villa reunion, Eric is not there, and I was like, what did he do? So apparently he had a temporary restraining order against him from an ex-girlfriend of his because he was emotionally and verbally abusive. And I could tell that from the show because he was like that with some of the women. And I wouldn't be surprised if Mario was like that too. And we learned that Emily and Eric, they had something deep and special outside the villa, and he treated her differently than all his other exes and even his wife. And I feel like that's probably why his wife divorced him, because he was emotionally and physically abusive. And it was pretty much very interesting. Mashiro saying to Hannah, this is what she's allowed to do and what she's not allowed to do. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? What do you mean allow? And even like Lisa was like, what do you mean allow? He's like, I choose the wrong words. I'm like, no, you meant what you said. She's not your property. Like all the ladies were like, she was not your property. She's not your property. She can do whatever she wants. I believe that Mashio did cheat on her. He's just a terrible human being. Like I said, Mashio and Eric remind me of Jax Taylor and Tom Sandoval. How they're cheaters, how they're disrespectful and terrible humans. And Hannah is Stassi. And then if I have to give Telly a person, it would be Katie Maloney. But like, the parallels are there. And depending on if you watch Vanderpump Rules and Vanderpump Villa, you're gonna be like, oh yeah, Stassi's like Hannah. Hannah's like Stassi. And I'm like, yep, it's giving me Stassi. Like, and how Stassi was like, you can go and you try this, that, and the other, and all the, how I feel like she's a mean girl is the same way how I
see with Hannah. You're a mean girl. Maybe if we separate you from Machio, it's going to be different. But, like, in the part where Hannah was like, well, Machio likes to go out, I like to stay in. That's the same way how Stassi is. What we learn about Stassi is she's a homebody as well. And we'll get more into Stassi later. But when I do House of Stassi, and she got mad at Bo for going out. Here's the thing. And we're gonna go the nice guy, Prince Charming side, and we're gonna go the jerk face, you deserve better, okay? Bo is who every Prince Charming, who a lot of women deserve, okay? We're gonna go the middle, and then we're gonna go Jax Taylor, Mafio, okay? Me personally, when I think of just seeing Hannah and seeing how she's like with Stassi, she's the same as Stassi. And when I saw Stassi's mom being like, you don't deserve Bo, I completely agree with her. I still don't think Stassi deserves Bo. I know they are married and have children, but I don't have one son. I don't know if she has more than one son, but I don't believe Stassi still to this day deserves Bo. I want to see in House of Stassi if she has changed, because I didn't like Kristen Carrara either. And I was like, oh, okay. I did not like her on Laguna. I did not like her on The Hills. She continued being a mean girl, and I don't like her. I was like, I watched 2 episodes of, I don't remember what her reality TV show was called. And I'm like, no, she's the same person now in her 30s. Mean girl. So we'll see if Stassi is the same in her new show. But here's the thing. Stassi and Hannah do not deserve better. Jax and Masha are terrible men, okay? For me, and then Stassi's boyfriend after that if we are calling Machio and Jax Taylor, and I would even put Sandoval as 0, I would give like her boyfriend after that was like a 2, and I give Bo a 10. I think Stassi and Hannah deserve a 5 when it comes to a guy. Like, Bo is way out of her league. There's multiple times that Stassi has been disrespectful and mean to Bo for no apparent reason. Stassi and both Hannah are both homebodies. So maybe a homebody, a guy that's nice, but a guy that's not Prince Charming. Like, a guy that's nice, but when she's wrong, be like, but not a guy, that's not a nice guy, not a nice, nice guy, like Bo. Like, Bo deserves better. Like, me watching Vanderpump Rules and Stassi with Bo, I was like, Bo deserves better. I was like, a lot of time in Vanderpump Rules, I was like, okay, Stassi does not deserve Jax, because Jax is just terrible to her. And I guess, like, but at the same time, I don't think Stassi deserves Bo, and I still to this day don't think that Stassi deserves Bo. And I'm bringing up Stassi because, like I said, Hannah and Stassi are the same person. They have the same personality. They're both confident women, but the men that they are with, Jax Taylor and Machio, make them insecure because of the relationship. They're not actually insecure women. So, like I said, there's parallels. And
the thing with Stassi. Stassi was like 20, in her early 20s when she was with Jags, and Hannah's with is, yeah, Stassi was in her early 20s, like 21, 22, 23, with Jax, who was 30, and that's the same thing with Hannah. Hannah is like, I think she says she's 28, so it's less of a big age gap, I guess, but 27, 20, like, but Masio is in his 30s, so it's still like someone in their 20s with someone in their 30s. But both Masio and Jax have terrible personalities and treat women differently. But I did see something about Jax say, someone saying, Jax wanted Stassi to be his end game, and Stassi was his love of his life and someone that he wanted to spend the rest of his life with. And I think the same thing with Masio with Hannah. So that's season one of Vanderpump Villa. One thing before I end this. Vanderpump Rules was like me drinking water, like when you're thirsty. Watching each season, and there was 11 seasons when I watched it, went back quickly to the point I had to separate it, like, by watching other stuff. It took me 2 days to watch each season of Vanderpump Rules. It has taken me 2 days to finish Vanderpump Villa. That's how good it is, entertaining, catching my eyes and wanting to watch more. So, like I said, I'm watching other stuff while watching Vanderpump Villa. I finished this season, now I'm going to continue watching Love Island USA, and then I'm gonna come back doing season two. Watch season two, do the recap, watch something else. Like I said, I am gonna watch House of Stassi, doing a recap about that. Summer House, gonna watch that, do a recap of that. It's probably gonna be season by season. Going to watch Jackson Brittany in Kentucky, do a recap about that. Mormon Wives, and do a recap about that. I'm also going to watch, so that I have some of these on here. Give me a second, my friends, because I keep forgetting one, and then I'm like, oh, wait. Okay. Yes. So, House of Stassi, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, Summer House. You're getting recaps on those. So, after my break, and also probably Love Island as well. And this is me saying, Love Island, the original. I don't call it Love Island UK. Love Island, the original, which is from the UK, I call Love Island. Love Island USA, which is a different version in the Love Island universe, is Love Island USA, and I will always call it Love Island USA. Just like if I'm going to talk about Australia, I will call it Love Island Australia. Whatever country started it is going to be Love Island. Any other country that has other versions of it is going to be Love Island, that country. Just like if I decide to do Married at First Sight, UK is going to be Married at First Sight UK, because the original was Married at First Sight in the USA, so it's going to get that title. But it's going to just say Married at First Sight because it's all Married at First Sight, and if you look it up, or if I do the hashtag. But overall, all the reality TV shows that are under the Vanderpump universe are very good, very appealing, edge of my seat, want to continue watching the episode. Makes, like, I finish it like water because of how good and entertaining it is, and that makes a good reality TV shows. Like, you love that in the USA this season, some of it's like a drag, and which is why I don't do episodes by episodes. I go, what was interesting this episode? Or maybe this episode's gonna be interesting, not, so I'll just not recap that episode or anything that went on, which I've done. But that is all we have for season one of Vanderpump Villa. I'm going to watch Vanderpump Dogs and see if that, I think that only has one or two seasons. I'm gonna see if there is anything like exciting and interesting to cover in that. If there is, we'll have a podcast for that. If there isn't, there won't be a podcast but for sure. Other than Vanderpump Villa, there is going to be a podcast about Vanderpump Rules, Jax, and Brittany, because dude has been so disrespectful to her. And that's it. I'll talk to you guys soon. Oh yeah, one more thing. I said one more thing before, but last thing. The next podcast you're getting from me is going to be Love Island USA. So that one, you're either going to get it in a few hours or right after. I don't know. It depends on, I'm finishing doing this, and then I'm going to watch After Sun and then the next episode. And if I have some tea to say, then you'll get that in a couple hours. If I don't, then you won't. And it's shocking to me that this week, because now it is Monday the 6th, this is the last week of Love Island USA, and it doesn't make sense to me because we have a lot of people left, and B, this season feels like we should still be in the beginning because how slow everything is and how people are got attached so quickly and we move. It feels like, that's why I said, like, everything feels like, oh, we're going on to the normal formula of Love Island USA and how we do it in weeks, but it doesn't feel that way at all. And by the way, Tierra, you saying that you don't have a lot of friends, or you do not have friends, how you acted with the Castle of More recoupling shows me how you do not have friends. But that is it for now. Next podcast, which is why I was talking about Love Island, is going to be Love Island. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.